There are many reasons why children don't learn in the nation's poorest schools. Lately, public health officials focused more attention on one factor that's often overlooked, the quality of the housing where those students live. A rundown house can increase asthma, lead poisoning, and other health problems. And according to the federal government, asthma tops the list of reasons that children miss school. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
Small kids with big backpacks stream through the doors of an elementary school in Baltimore.
Good morning. How are you? Good. Have a good day.
Lucretia Coates, the principal, greets her students. They give her big hugs.
Which way you going? Kindergarten? Which way you go? That way, all right, you know, you're in charge.
Many of these children have serious health conditions.
Take your hat off, son.
Principal Coates knows the numbers because she's kept careful records.
One in about every five students in this school has asthma. With children that have asthma, have increased attendance problems. And also lead. That's another key issue here that we're dealing with in our school and in our community. These boys and girls tend to be less focused.
And exposure to lead not only causes learning problems, it aggravates asthma too. The principal walks into a classroom. She says poor health makes learning difficult, even for the most eager students, like in this first grade class.
School is fun, you know it's true.
School is fun, you know it's true.
It makes sense for me and you.
It makes sense for me and you.
The good news is that school helps me.
The good news is that school helps me.
To be all that I can be.
To be all that I can be.
Sound off.
When the teacher calls the roll, 25% of her students are absent. Those who are here start class at the front of the room with a marching rhyme.
I'm smart, I'm great, hey, hey, hey.
Fantastic. Are you ready to work?
Yes.
Okay. Our first warm-up.
Dr. Peyton Eggleston says you can see what causes many students to miss class here. Just look outside the back door of the school. He points to a row of houses just beyond the playground.
If you look just straight across the street and look at the row of houses, you see a church, you see another house that is clearly middle class. It's got bars at the windows. You got the next house that's well taken care of, doesn't have bars at the windows. You got the next house that's abandoned. You got the next house that's good, next house that's good, another one abandoned. And they're like gap tooths in a row house neighborhood, that almost every block has two or three of these abandoned houses.
Eggleston is a pediatrician and allergist at nearby Johns Hopkins University Hospital. He runs a children's asthma clinic. Asthma rates are on the rise nationwide. And Eggleston says in an inner-city neighborhood like this one, it's common for 25% of kids to have asthma. Part of his work is to figure out why. He points to one of the well-kept row houses across from the school. Over each window, there's an awning with white and sky blue stripes. But just next door to that pretty house, there's a vacant one with broken windows.
That house may well have be the nest for rats that then get into every one of those other houses. Rats don't generally live in a house where people are living. They live either outside or they'll live in a house like that. And then they'll forage. They'll be into all the rest of the houses. Cockroach problems, again, with old abandoned food in abandoned houses and stuff, will then spill over to other houses.
And one thing that doctors like Eggleston have figured out, rat urine and cockroach droppings are among the primary causes of the sky-high rates of asthma found in city neighborhoods. Eggleston says there are other causes. Water from a vacant house will leak into one next door and cause mold and mildew. And he says asthma is made worse by obesity, a parent who smokes. About 5 to 10 children in Baltimore die every year from an asthma attack. Here at the Dr. Bernard Harris Senior Elementary School, Eggleston and his colleagues at Johns Hopkins run a club to teach kids with asthma to recognize when an attack is coming on, and that taking their medicine the right way can save their lives. Dina Scott helps run the A-plus Asthma Club. She sings one of the songs she teaches the children.
If you know you're having an attack, take your medicine. Shh, shh. If you know you're having an attack, take your medicine. Shh. And the ch-ch is pushing your inhaler down. Let's be smart, don't panic, okay, so we can see another day. If you know you're having an attack, take your medicine. Ch-ch.
Dr. Eggleston did a study and found that students who took part in the A-plus Asthma Club are hospitalized less and come to school more. Evelyn Armstead's family learned from the Asthma Club. Armstead is raising four of her grandchildren. All four have asthma.
We ready now. We ready now.
On a windy day, she picks up three of them after school and walks them home, past the abandoned buildings and the stench of urine.
Yep. So this is what they go through, and this is what I go through.
When the kids get home, they want to play, but Armstead makes sure they take their medicines.
Come on, Astasia.
Astasia is 10. She's got the symptoms of an oncoming asthma attack. Coughing, headaches, she's tired. It's made it hard to concentrate at school this week. So she gets a treatment with a nebulizer. It's a small misting machine that's kept here on the floor of the living room, right next to the sofa. In the asthma club, Astasia learned how to set up the nebulizer.
I'm pouring the medicine in here.
And the right way to slip the plastic face mask over her mouth and breathe so that the medicine gets deep down into her lungs. Besides these children, there's no history of asthma in Armstead's family. But four of the six houses in this row are abandoned, including the one next door. Armstead has called in an exterminator. She's got two air purifiers, special pillowcases and sheets on the beds. She says she dusts every day to try to keep the house clean. And she's done something else. She's active in a group called Build. It's a coalition of churches and community groups. They want to tear down abandoned houses and put up new ones. Like here, on the corner where Preston Street meets Eden. There's a notorious vacant house here. Rob English is an organizer with Build.
A horror happened there. On a mid-October night, the Dawson family woke up to the flames that had gutted their home.
After Angela Dawson stood up to the drug dealers on this block, someone hurled firebombs through the windows of her house. She and her husband died, along with their five young sons. Four of them were students at Bernard Harris Elementary, which is just a block and a half away. Rob English.
The Dawson tragedy shook the neighborhood to its core. It really became a rallying cry to rebuild this neighborhood.
Churches here have already spent $1 million to buy 200 abandoned homes and vacant lots. But Build figures it will take another $141 million in government and private funding to fix up this one neighborhood. English explains that this was once a place where people got on buses every morning and went to work at steel and auto plants. But those factories have closed or cut back. In 1990, 14,000 people lived here. Today, 40% of that population is gone. When people leave, they sometimes dump their unwanted furniture in vacant lots. Sofas stripped of their pillows stand on end, like odd urban monuments to a dying neighborhood. But English says things can turn around. Build helped stabilize another poor community across town by putting up 500 new houses. Back at the Bernard Harris School, Principal Lucretia Coates says that's the kind of change her students need.
You can go into abandoned houses, you see dead rats, dead cats, dead dogs, you see needles, you see rats. Right next door to all of that are my students. The one time you could go into a community and rehab that house, you can't do that anymore. It's just gone out of control. You got to tear down, build up. And that's going to be the savior of our children. I believe that.
Coates knows the neighborhood well. She was born here. In fact, she was born on the site of the school where she's now principal. It was once a hospital, torn down and then built up into a school to educate the neighborhood children. It's the kind of transformation, she says, that's now needed to make the children here healthy and better able to learn. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.